4-year-old Jack Lasota and 32-year-old Michelle Zacco into custody on Sunday afternoon. Lasota, the alleged leader of the group, is facing trespassing, obstructing and hindering, and firearm charges. Zacco faces similar charges. Another member of the group, Daniel Blank, was also arrested. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free Sky High Silver Report and Precious Metals IRA Guide at BetterNestEgg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to BetterNestEgg.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
So ultimately, the question is, what's it going to take to get to the World Series? The last one the Birds were in, of course, was 42 years ago. Team owner David Rubenstein was asked if spending more now is the way to get there.
Baseball has shown over the years that generally spending now doesn't necessarily produce championships. So championships are won by team spirit, by having real good camaraderie, and by having good players, and so it's a combination of things.
He then finished with this.
Spending more money was a guarantee of winning a World Series, and we'd be happy to spend more money. It's no guarantee. You want to have a team that works together well, and it's a team not just for 1 year, but it's a team that's going to get along for quite some time.
College basketball, Terps move up 5 notches in the AP poll from 25 to 20. And freshman center Derek Queen earns his fifth Big Ten Rookie of the Week award. Coming up in 30 minutes, another Raven in the news. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
At 1106, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of cold weather, not a lot of snow. We're dry today, 34. Tomorrow, a slight chance of a snowflake in the afternoon, 30 the high. Thursday's cloudy, a few snow showers, 32 Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
26 degrees in Bel Air, 28 in Halethorpe, and 26 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Yes, it's only Tuesday. Don't get down. Don't get down. It's okay. Look, if you're just joining us, I got to ask you, where the heck have you been? In the past hour, we were talking to Glenn Gilhar. He's running in District 8. And as he mentioned there, you can file starting or beginning, I should say, next week, February 25th. And if you recall that date, it's because we were talking to Kate Sullivan yesterday. And they're having their call to action on February 25th in Annapolis at 11 o'clock. And we do need to stand up against all of those that are trying to make our elections unfair and obviously lack integrity in general. So, again, I do appreciate Glenn coming in when he does. And I got a text here from Sophia. Sophia, good morning to you. She says, you know, I really love when Glenn comes in and breaks down the bills. I do, too. And, of course, he's always so nice. He leaves me, like, with all the pages. He does so much research. He highlights everything. And so I'll go through a lot of this tonight because there are some bills that obviously we didn't get to talk about. But if you heard him there, there are about 1,500 bills that make it to the floor, right, in the House and the Senate. And about 800 of those bills will pass. Now, whether or not Governor Westmore will sign them into law, you know, we are not sure. But just think about how excessive that is. You know, it's like here you're facing $2 billion budget deficit. And most of the bills, if you can imagine, that are being proposed cost money. Most of them have a price tag on them. And you're telling me you've got 1,500 bills that have made it to the floor? It's as if they believe in their hearts that we are their personal piggy bank. That's what it comes down to. Because otherwise, there's no way around this. You're going to have to raise taxes. You're going to have to put fees on everything as they're doing. And that's so disingenuous in itself. The first hour, we were talking about the town hall that Governor Westmore did with Armstrong Williams. Again, if you want to check it out, you can go to Fox 45's website. And it is there. And of course, Armstrong Williams on his YouTube channel, he also has that town hall. It's about an hour long altogether. And I thought Armstrong did a good job at asking Wes some of the questions because, you know, for one, and we've talked about this, they can only get, you know, too feisty when you sit down for a one-on-one with that. Because if it's too feisty, he will never come back. And we need people like Armstrong Williams to be able to ask the tough questions because, you know, when you hear Westmore on any other network, whether it's local or national, right, when he goes on MSNBC, CNN, News Nation, which he's been making his rounds, and it is because he's trying to convince the American people that he's this great governor and he's not raising taxes and he's helping the middle class. And the only way that you would know is if you live here, if you know somebody that lives here in Maryland, or if you really just follow those details, right? So he's making this case to somebody in Minnesota or somebody in California, and he's saying, oh, we're not doing this to the middle class. We're leaving nobody behind, you know. So those individuals that happen to catch that segment, they see him, right? They're like, oh, well, this is a good-looking guy, very articulate. Sounds like he's saving people money. Wow, I like him, right? And that's what he's doing. He's you know, making sure that people, you know, buy into what it is that he's selling, even though we know the truth. And that's why I thought it was so important to read the comments to you earlier, because there are many Democrats in the state of Maryland that are extremely upset with Governor Westmore. Now, I did get a text here from a texter saying, you know, I can't believe people are upset, especially if they voted for him. And I feel the same way. I knew Republicans that voted for Westmore because they did not want to vote for Dan Cox because they felt like he was this, you know, as Governor Larry Hogan called him, a QAnon whack job and all this other stuff. And so they purposely voted for Westmore because they were like, we don't want a MAGA extremist. Well, here's what you got. This is what you got. And I tell this to even family members that told me how they were going to vote for Westmore. I said, just look at his agenda. Look at his platform. There's no way in the world that he can accomplish that platform, which he has outlined on his own website, without taxing us more. There is no way. From the climate change initiatives to the promises he was making to the teachers union, it was all there on his website. It's not like he hid it. I can't even say that he was hiding it from us. He wasn't. And so those Lincoln Project Republicans or the Governor Larry Hogan Republicans, you know, if you did not vote for Dan Cox or if you did vote for Wes Moore, this is what we got thanks to you. Yeah, thanks to you. You know, it bothers me because I had so many people tell me, oh, you're supporting Dan Cox. Yes, I am. The alternative is a progressive by the name of Wes Moore who wants to be the next Obama. And he will tax us to death to make sure that he has a perfect resume for when he runs for the Oval Office. It was obvious. It was plain as day during the election cycle. And people still voted for him or did not vote at all. And so for those that are now complaining, I honestly, no sympathy for me. No sympathy. I'm straight up pointing the finger. I told you so. How dare you? How dare you? Now, you know, I understand that some people will say, oh, well, I didn't vote for so-and-so because I have the principles and da-da-da. I could say the same thing with Governor Larry Hogan's Senate race. Look at Angela Alsobrooks, right? Now, what is she doing? Standing outside protesting against Doge, protesting against Elon Musk, protesting against transparency. That's what she's doing. Now, I had a ton of people tell me what? They weren't going to vote in the Senate race at all. Or they're going to vote for, you know, Senator Alsobrooks over Governor Larry Hogan because they didn't like Lockdown Larry. Look, I didn't like Lockdown Larry either, but I knew exactly who Senator Alsobrooks was. Wasn't going to get a vote for me. And so, again, when you take these stances, you know, before or on election day, and you're saying, well, my principles tell me to do this. Well, that's fine. But don't get upset when the Democrat, the progressive, wins and they push forward with this ridiculous agenda, which they have. You can't get mad at that. You're part of the problem. Now, of course, I don't know what Larry Hogan would have done if he was in that Senate seat. And who knows? He could have probably been against Elon Musk and Trump as well. But I guess now we'll never know. We'll never know that. All right, so the big question of the day, we're going to talk about that. Also, real quick, I don't know if you guys saw the plane crash, the Delta flight in Toronto. Did you guys see that? Oh, my gosh. Coming into the Pearson's Airport there in Toronto, it left the U.S. And if you haven't seen it, I will encourage you to check it out because luckily there were no fatalities. Now, there were 18 people injured on this flight. There were about 80 people total. And it had a crash landing there at the Toronto Pearson's Airport. And the smoke that came out of that plane, I was like, wow, I'm surprised that there were no fatalities there because it was like a big fireball on the back. And then the plane itself ended up flipping over. And I would say by the grace of God, nobody was killed. Now, how bad are the injuries? I don't know. That has not been made public as of yet. But it was a Delta airline flight, 18 injured. And you know what I thought about? You ever like listening to the flight attendants? Because when I saw that the plane had flipped over completely, I thought, I wonder how many of the 18 didn't have their seatbelt on, right? Because isn't that what they tell us? They tell us every time, even when you're in your seat, make sure your seatbelt's fastened. And I'm one of those people where I'm like, get out of here. I don't want to fasten it. How about that? But this is what happens when you don't fasten your seatbelt and the plane flips over. You hit the ceiling and you could get killed or very much so injured. So, you know, let that be a lesson to those of you that are like myself, where it's like, I don't need to put my seatbelt on right now. I don't need to do that. Well, now I will have my seatbelt on at all times. But I did want to mention that we do see a lot of plane crashes today. And I wonder, is it because we're noticing it a lot more, or we're just getting more of the reports, or is it because there's so many people that have their cameras out? I don't know what's going on, but I was asked to actually fly to LA this weekend because some people that I know are going out there to do like the man on the street style interviews. I'm not going. I'm not flying to LA. I'm not doing it. Excuse me. I think right now, not to say that, you know, it's too dangerous to fly, but I don't know. There seems to be something going on every single day at least one airport. I'm getting like the heebie-jeebies. So, excuse me, I'm going to sit this flight out. I do have some callers that want to weigh in. Let's see. Paul in Essex, you wanted to weigh in on Governor Westmore's spending?
Yeah, you mentioned that, you know, we had to vote for somebody and Westmore was the lesser of two evils. Well, that's happened the last three times. We had to vote for Hogan because the other individual was so bad. Now we have to vote for Westmore because the other individual wasn't really qualified for the job. It's up to both the Democrats and the Republicans to put people on the ballot that are going to be able to do the job and give Maryland a choice. Now, of course, I would rather it be a Republican, but I vote for a Democrat who is going to get the job done. I mean, it's just crazy, but I think the spending for the education is all wrong. I think NSEA is getting too much money. I think the State Department of Education is worthless, absolutely worthless. This is the third superintendent of education we've had since Hogan took office, and none of them are any good. How do we expect our school system to improve? It really bothers me that we have a worthless school system in Maryland, and it used to be pretty much top of the line. Now, yeah. You tell me why. Yeah. I have to think it's the people running it. They're feather bedding the school system. You know, here in Baltimore County, we have Greenwood. I bet they could get rid of half the staff at Greenwood and do twice a job. It's just these people are entrenched. They have their own little kingdoms. They're writing some kind of textbook that they want the county to buy or somebody to buy. The new superintendent is a true disappointment, and we haven't had a good one 3 or 4 back.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this question. I agree with you on the school system, but in the beginning there, you said that that you believe that Dan Cox was not qualified to be the governor, but he's a former delegate. How qualified? I guess describe to me who would be qualified.
Well, I guess the reality is qualified. You know, they have to give a better summary of what they're going to do to improve the system, and they're not doing it. You know, they're coming out and they're talking a good game. Plus, I have to say this, the Maryland Republican Party is a total disappointment. I mean, let's be honest. Who did they get elected this last time? Nobody. Almost nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, if they want Maryland to change, then we're going to have a Republican Party that's going to do its job. Look, I know Maryland's Democratic, but I can tell you, Democrats, but I can tell you, people would vote for somebody who's going to do a good job, whether they're Democrat or Republican. We just have to find somebody who's going to be able to do the job. And I don't think, you know, there's some talk Ehrlich and all that. Well, that's foolishness. Or Ehrlich's wife. That's foolishness.
All right, well, let me ask you real quick. Who do you want to run for governor in 2026?
Who do I want to who?
To run for governor in 2026 in the Republican Party.
I really don't have anybody. That's the problem. You try to find out. You try to call the Maryland Republican Party, and you get nothing. I mean, they don't even answer the phone.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got to find somebody who's going to do a good job, and then people will vote for him. But that's why Westmore was, you know, the guy that they put up for governor just didn't have it. Nope, didn't have the charisma, didn't seem to have a message. You know, they didn't vote for Westmore because he was going to do a good job. They voted for him for a couple of reasons, but that wasn't it. It's just that the Republicans didn't have anybody to get the job done. Look at Baltimore City. They
yeah.
vote for these people in Baltimore City. They're worthless. Excuse me, they're worthless.
Yeah.
Why do we still have the same school superintendent, the same failing superintendent in Baltimore City? Somebody answer that question. She's
yeah.
been failing for 6 to 8 years at least.
Well,
and yet our mayor and our city council, what do they do? It's not my job. I can't fire her. I can't get rid of her. And then they give her a new contract. Now, I know they're looking for somebody now, but that's the point. She's failing. She's obviously failing.
Yeah,
Baltimore
right.
City schools have kids. None of the kids in the schools pass the state test. How can that possibly be?
Well, Paul,
doing the job poorly.
I agree. I agree with you, and I appreciate you weighing in here. And, you know, I will say this, Dr. Jeff Wolford, I don't know if he's going to run. I don't know what they plan to do. But if I were to choose somebody to run for governor here in 2026, it would be Dr. Jeff Wolford. And so, Paul, maybe you can look up Jeff Wolford and see what you think about him. But on top of this, you know, I'm going to stretch my neck out here because, unfortunately, when it comes to the Maryland GOP, yes, of course, they could be doing some things differently. But how many people really actually step up to throw their hat in the ring? When we, you know, come past people that can do the job, you know, the first thing they'll say is, oh, I don't want them digging in my closet, or I don't know, you know. And then there's people with no courage, no bravery. And I understand that some people, it would affect their entire family. They can't do it, right, because the wife would be mad. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, you know, Paul, if you think you can do great, throw your hat in the ring. We'll discuss when we get back.
If an emergency happened tomorrow, would you truly be prepared? Most Americans aren't. My Patriot Supply, America's most trusted name in emergency preparedness, is offering a special discount on their 3-month emergency food kit. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories daily for 90 days. These aren't typical survival rations. My Patriot Supply provides delicious meals and extras, including chicken, beef, real meat, fruits, and veggies. Being prepared is a state of mind. Take advantage of this special discount to secure your family's future now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. If you order by 3 p.m., your order will ship within the same day, so you'll be prepared in no time. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're here with Ryan Herbert of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group here in the Maryland, D.C. area and host of the Savvy Investor radio show and podcast. Ryan, you get to be about 55 and a half and older, and you know you need a few things. You need a financial advisor, you need a CPA, and you need an estate planning attorney, and you have no idea where to start. What do we do?
You know, I'd say join the club, really. You know, everybody faces this problem. You've been raising your family all these years. You've been working hard at your job to support your family and make sure everyone's happy and healthy and successful. And this really started to show up when my partner, Michael Connett, who's an estate planning attorney, we were doing a lot of tax returns. And we'd be seeing these opportunities and saying, hey, go talk to your financial advisor, go talk to your broker, ask him to do this for you. And then we just had this light bulb go off really that said, hey, it makes sense to bring all of this under one roof so that we're talking about estate planning, we're talking about taxes, we're talking about your investments because everything works together. So for the next five callers that are truly serious about saving money on taxes and saving money in retirement, I want to encourage you to give us a call at 866-597-1040 and sit down with Mike, myself, and a member of our team here at ProStatus, and we'll put together your very own comprehensive retirement plan that you need to have all in one place.
So for the next five callers with $500,000 or more saved for retirement, congratulations. Now, as Ryan said, they're going to sit down with you personally and create your step-by-step plan for a successful retirement. Ryan and Mike want to help you protect your life savings. So call ProStatus Financial now at 866-597-1040. 866-597-1040 and at thesavvyinvestorradio.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. We're talking about, of course, Governor Wes Moore. And we were just talking about the Maryland Republican Party. Trust me, I've got my own complaints with the Maryland Republican Party. You don't have to get me started on that one. But at the same time, it is very slim pickings, okay? I mean, the Central Committee is, you know, yes, they're here to hopefully cultivate and, you know, talk to individuals about possibly throwing their hats in the ring, things like that. But there are a lot of people that do not want to step up, and a lot of it has to do with the way that we treat candidates. I mean, a lot of candidates get filleted. I can tell you right now, I got creamed so many times about stuff that I didn't even do. And it's the nature of the game. And then you go try to take it to court, and they're like, well, you're a public figure. Well, you're a candidate. Nothing you can really do. Not really defamation. They can say whatever they want about you because you're running for office. And that's the response that you get back. And so how many people are willing to put themselves through that? And not just themselves, but also their family. It's tough. I got John at Timonium. John, you wanted to weigh in on the budget?
Not the budget, but basically Governor Moore's tax plan. I'm a CPA. I've called several times. And I look at all this crap, and they're talking about tax cuts. And traditionally, there are what they call progressive income tax system. That's basically what the Democrats hold themselves out to be, the taxing more to the rich and not taxing the poor. And they keep talking about this thing having tax cuts. So I said, the heck with it. I'm going to take a look at it. I'm too busy doing taxes right now, but I'll have to address this anyway somewhere in the future. So I'm looking at it, and every single income bracket has an increase. There's not a doggone decrease in anything. And it's so bad that you can take the federal poverty level, which is basically 15,000, which is now the standard deduction amount. Maryland has a 138% federal poverty, which is 21,492. So you could take the 21,492 less the new standard deduction, less the exemption, you'd end up with 17,800 in income. So what happens there at 17,800 in income? So basically what happened was you had a 2% tax on the first 1,000 of income. Now instead of a 2%, that's over when you once you crest that 15,000. So anybody over 15, the first 1,000 you go 235% increase from 2% to 4.75. The next bracket has a 66% increase from 3% to 5%. The next bracket goes from has basically about a 20% increase from 4 to 5.25. So basically what happens is that every Marylander making less than $100,000 a year taxable would feel a 15.8% increase in tax.
Wow, we'll discuss where we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Following his meeting today with his Russian counterpart, Secretary of State Rubio says that ending the war in Ukraine will require concessions from all sides. Rubio also says Europe will be involved in the process. Today, neither the EU or Ukraine were involved in the talks in Saudi Arabia. Poland's president says he has U.S. assurances that Washington will not reduce its troop presence in Poland and elsewhere along NATO's eastern flank. Hamas says there will be another hostage release this week, planning to free 6 Israeli captives on Saturday. In addition, the bodies of 4 deceased hostages to be turned over to Israel on Thursday, according to Hamas. Updating Wall Street, the Dow is down 92 points, while the Nasdaq trading 5 points higher. And the S&P 500 index is up 5 points as well. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years in offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body, especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all 4 arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Partly cloudy skies with a high temperature of 77 degrees greet the Orioles today. Full squad workouts begin. General Mike Elias is on hand, as is Orioles team owner David Rubenstein, making his first spring training appearance and addressing how hands-on he was slash is in Oriole baseball decision-making.
I was learning the Orioles, so I can't say I was as hands-on as somebody who'd been doing it for 10 years, but I tried to not do anything damaging to the team.
Meanwhile, another Raven in the news for off-the-field behavior. Offensive lineman Ben Cleveland was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence last week, according to the Baltimore Sun. Cleveland was stopped last Wednesday in Milledgeville, Georgia. Blood alcohol level was .178, more than double the legal limit of .08. Cleveland will be a free agent in March. And finally, get ready for round 2 Thursday night in Boston. Talking about Four Nations hockey, it'll be the USA versus Canada again. Canada gets there courtesy of their 5-3 win yesterday over Finland. Center Nathan MacKinnon's reaction on playing the U.S.
Yeah, the last thing we wanted to do was go home. Whoever we're playing in the finals, obviously it's going to be the Americans. We'd love to play them again. You know, we feel like we could beat those guys.
U.S. beaten by Sweden last night 2-1. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles owner on getting a series ring. And that is Stein on Sports.
High pressure to the west, allowing some of that very cold Canadian air to make its way all the way down into the Gulf. Temperatures 10-15 degrees below the norm. the next couple of days. Breezy at times today, 34. Tomorrow's cloudy, a snowflake or two, 30 the high. A few light snow showers Thursday, 32 Thursday. My meteorologist, Terry Smith, from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you, you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Hair Volume is the best-selling hair tablet in the world and one of the many award-winning natural hair products from New Nordic. Purchase Hair Volume at NewNordicUSA.com or at CVS.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right. Sorry about that. Just so you guys know, when you call in, we do have some breaks that are hard out. So we try to just remind people, you know, if you can just keep it at 2 minutes, that way it doesn't feel like I'm cutting you off, because that's the last thing I want to do. I don't want to cut you off. We're talking about the budget. We're talking about the spending. And we're talking about the fact that, you know, Governor Wes Moore, he's doing a great job at pretending that we're not going to feel any increases as Marylanders here. And we just are. And that is just a fact of the matter. I've got John in Parkville. John, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, Kim, I love your show. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
And Glenn, he's my neighbor. He lives a couple doors up from me.
Oh.
And, he's a fantastic neighbor, and I hope we could get him in somewhere.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I'm calling about Wes Moore. I would love for him to accompany me to the DMV today. I'm about to get my new registration. And 2 years ago, it cost me a little over $100 for 2 years. Today, it's going to cost me $210 for 2 years. It has doubled.
It's crazy.
And, you know, he's doing this, I think, service things like people like that do hairdressers or whatnot, I think they've got increases put on them. It's amazing how they can disguise an increase. It's not a tax, so I'm not taxing you. So
yeah.
I just thought I'd call in. You know, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing, and he's really Obama 2.0.
Yeah.
That's all. That's about basically all I have to say. And like I said, I hope you keep up the great work. I think you're fantastic. You deserve to be in office. And anybody that listens to you has to know that you're also a fantastic mother, because I love when you bring your daughter on the show.
Oh.
I thank you. God
thank
bless
you.
You have a good day.
Thank you. God bless you as well, John. Thank you so much. And it's sad to hear that he's going to end up having to pay $210 a car registration fee. And that, thank you, John, for bringing that up. Because even when we're talking about the different fees and the taxes and all these things, I mean, even think about the after-death tax, right? He wants to tax people once they're even, you know, gone off to heaven. It's tough living in the state of Maryland. It truly is. Dan in New Hampshire. Dan, is it bad up there as it is here?
Yeah, it's freezing up here, but it's all right. It's okay. It's a lot chillier in the Democrat Party. It's freezing in hell. But
yeah.
That being said, I wanted to chime in on Maryland and to get the people to understand what's going on. I don't think they do their research. So that's the most important part, Kim. You know, so they got to realize the moderate Democrats are gone. It's as simple as that. You got Van Drew in New Jersey, okay, who left the Democrat Party, right? And you know that he has an 80 and a 90 voting grade, and that's a good grade. You got Tulsi Gabbard that left. You got Vernon Jones that left in Georgia, right? And when you look at what you got left, okay, like Maryland. We'll talk about Maryland now. You got Andy Harris, who puts up a good voting grade, 90. He's voting for your constitutional rights. It's a good voting. They should be proud of Andy. And quite frankly, when you go through the rest of the Democrats that are controlling Maryland, okay, socialist communist Bernie Sanders has a 15 voting rate, okay? All and everybody, okay, I'm going to go through your U.S. congressman, Raffensperger, a zero. Sardin, Vance, zero. Hoyer, zero. Throne, zero. It looks like, Raskin, zero. I can't pronounce the other one, Mafoum, zero. Okay, and then you got a five. Ben Cardin has a five, and you got Van Halen with a zero. So they're all to the left of socialist, communist Bernie Sanders. And you got to look, when you start looking at state to state, people say, why are they sticking together? Because they vote, they're all 0 to 20. And when you look at the U.S. Senate, there's only one that's got a 20. They're all 0 to 15, okay? So they vote together in that 0 to 20 voting block. So when you look at the Republican Party, like Susan Collins, who's the worst one, in Maine, she gives you a 40. You got Alaska, Lisa Murkowski with a 45, okay? So, and then Mitch McConnell with a 50, okay? So those are the three bottom right there in the U.S. Senate. They're voting with the Democrats 50 to 60% of the time. So they're screwing us, okay? And you got this, when you look at the U.S. Congress, the lowest one. So you got, in the U.S. Senate, you got a 60-point window there. So it looks like we don't stick together because, and then you got in the U.S. Congress, you get a guy in Pennsylvania with a 20, and then you got Byron Donalds out in Florida with a perfect 100. So there's other hundreds as well around the country, okay? But I love Byron. He, you know, if he runs for governor, he's going to make an awesome governor out there. I'm telling you, I've sat down and talked to him during the primary, and unbelievable mind.
Dan, I agree with you, Dan. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Byron Donalds is great. Looks like he might end up running against Casey DeSantis. So that would be interesting. But I do agree that we do have Republicans on the Hill that are what you know people call a rhino, Republican in name only. And that's something that we've always had to deal with. Real quick, because I did have this as a question of the day. And if you go to WCBM.com, you can partake in this poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Should SNAP cover junk foods? Okay, this was the big question of the day. Should SNAP cover junk foods? Because right now the Trump administration is trying to ensure that the SNAP benefits do not cover sodas, candies, and all those other things. And I agree 100%. I agree 100%. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I know that we talked about this about a year ago. And like I said, we had a caller that called in and said to us that he believes that if they can make a marketplace or some kind of store where they only accept the SNAP benefits, that way they're not holding up the lines and things like that, you know, in the other grocery stores. And everything that actually is covered by their SNAP program, that is what is offered there. Nothing more. Okay, and nothing less. I also believe, on top of the junk food situation, I don't know if you guys noticed, but a lot of these individuals will buy big-time steaks, right? I've seen them with the big T-bones in the cart. I see them with the, you know, all these things where I'll see crabs, the imitation lobster meat, stuff like that. There's a lot going on when it comes to SNAP benefits, and it grates my nerves. I don't know if you feel the same way, but it grates my nerves because here I am, not on any benefits, right? Not taking the government assistance and trying to figure out what to budget each week, right? Because I go to the grocery store each week and to make sure that I stay within my budget because if I don't, then I'm in hot water, right? Then I'm making other decisions. I don't believe that my tax dollars should make it where people that are not working as hard as I am in some cases, some people have disabilities, which I understand, but there are a lot of able-bodied Americans that are taking advantage of the SNAP food benefits. This is beyond, you know, Section 8 housing vouchers. This is beyond this. When I see some people with SNAP benefits, and some of them do have jobs, some of them are single moms and need the extra help, I understand. But we talked about the fact that they're the same families that expect free lunch and sometimes free breakfast at school. How is that possible? Why is that possible? If they have benefits where they can go and purchase anything they want at the grocery store, please tell me why they're not purchasing Lunchables or, you know, sandwich meat so that their kid can take a lunch to school every day. Why am I also paying for them to have free lunch at school? Like I said, there's some schools that offer the free breakfast. It's the same kids. It's the same kids. And then on the back end, they're the same people that want you to pay for their health care as they sat there and drank soda and ate terrible foods their entire lives on my tax time. Then they want me to pay for their dialysis. I don't want to do it. I'm over it. I'm done. This is a topic I wanted to get to today. Listen, I hope that President Trump, I hope they get this accomplished. And I guarantee you, watch how much money we save, number one. But number two, watch how many people decide, you know what, maybe I will get that second job. Or you know what, maybe I will get that job. And maybe I will do this and I will do that because I want, you know, my kids want this, my kids want that. Maybe it'll actually force people to get up off their behinds and work a little bit harder. I hate when I hear stuff like that. I really do. Now, granted, there are people that have SNAP benefits that are doing everything they can to make ends meet. They still need the benefits. There are people that are disabled. There are people that are, you know, in vulnerable positions. I get that. But there are a lot of people that are gaming the system. A ton. I'm telling you right now because I know some of the people that do it. I know some people that will stand out in the corner and sell drugs all day and still have a SNAP benefit card. Okay, even though they're making, you know, $1,000 cash each day. I'm telling you right now, it happens all the time. All the time. It's about time we did something about it. Right now, just so you guys know, 94% of you say that no, SNAP should not cover junk foods, but 6% of you say that it should. You know, I really love to hear from those 6% because why do you think that it should cover junk foods? What is, there's no nutritional value. Why? Why would it cover junk food? I think food stamps could go back to a time where you got government cheese, right? You got the basics. Well, we have allowed people, we have incentivized laziness. And here we are up busting our butts every day. And this even goes with, and you know what? And I'm not talking about our friend that's been calling the show and telling us that she does a lot of work as a government worker. But I will say this. There's a mentality in this country, and it's not everybody, but I see it all the time, where, you know, going above and beyond or working hard is just asking too much of them. Have you seen this? Because I've seen it. It's asking way too much of them. There are some people that believe, oh, you know, I deserve a vacation because I worked this year. Look, your bank account will let you know if you deserve to make a vacation. That's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. I'd explain it to my daughter. I told you guys, last year we didn't take a vacation. And of course, Olivia's like, Mommy, I don't, why are we not going to Florida? We always go to Florida. Because we can't afford to go to Florida, Olivia. We can't afford to go. So Mommy's going to have to work a whole lot harder. And the next time we're at the grocery store, maybe you should think twice before picking up a bag of hot Cheetos, okay? All right? That could be. I've got, I've got Debbie in Baltimore. Debbie, you wanted to weigh in on the SNAP program?
I did. Hi, Kim. I wanted to say I love your program. I love your knowledge, your passion, and your laughter.
Thank you.
It just makes me smile. But on the SNAP program, I'm going back a lot of years, okay, because now I'm 69. But in the 70s, I did have to go on the SNAP program, and they did not allow you to buy junk food or sodas. It was only the basics.
Yeah.
And that's what I would like to see them go back to, the basics. If you want Coca-Cola's, I love my Coca-Cola, and I love my cookies,
yeah.
Okay? A little bit too much, but I just don't think that it's right. I think it should go back to where you buy the bare necessities to make your meals. And the other thing, I think I'm right on this, but I could be wrong, aren't people allowed to use their card at McDonald's and things like that?
Oh, are they? So, oh, wow. So, Debbie, I don't know, but I can look it up.
I think. I could be wrong. But that shouldn't be happening either. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, that's really all I wanted to say. I think they should go back to the basics. Everybody, cook your meals at home. You want snacks. You want Coke. Buy them out of your own money.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
I mean, I'm on a limited income, and that's what I have to do now, you know? And
yeah.
It's a struggle. So, anyhow, when I heard the SNAP thing, it's something that I just always felt that this shouldn't be happening. And we have an obesity problem. Well, I'm not knocking people who are overweight or anything like that. But, I mean, hey, I know for myself. If I eat less cookies and less junk food, it's healthier for me. So yeah. Let's go back to the healthier lifestyle.
Yeah. Debbie, I agree with you 100%. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great week. Look, that's how I feel. That's exactly how I feel. Because we are. We're paying for future health problems for individuals as they are picking up anything off the shelves and putting it in their basket and then using their SNAP card. And look, if you want to use your SNAP benefits, this is what I said earlier in case you missed it on the morning drive. If you want to use your SNAP benefits, say you go up to the line, right? You put your stuff on the conveyor belt. Is that what it is, conveyor belt? I don't know. A conveyor belt. You put your food up there, and then whatever's not listed under the SNAP program, those items, yeah, you can still ring them up. But after you use your SNAP card, the cashier will turn to you and say, and now you owe $54.64. Because those items, like the little Debbie, you know, crumb cakes, they don't qualify for SNAP. I think that would be fine. And I believe that would push people to really want to go to work and to work harder and to make more money so they can afford those things. Odell in Baltimore. Odell, I have about a minute here. Do you want to weigh in?
Yes, ma'am. I love your show, Kim. And
thanks.
I think you should have got that for the Johnny O, because he's a piece of crap.
Yeah.
But what gets me, I'm 70 years old, and I live off of Social Security, and I can't get SNAP program. I'm trying to live off my Social Security, pay mortgage and everything else, car insurance. And then you go to the store, these people got two or three cards, and they walk around the store like Walmart, Giant, Safeway. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll give you $100 on my food card. You give me $50. Well, if they're selling it, they're going to get drugs and what else with it. They shouldn't get it. They got three or four cards.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
What gets me.
No, Adele, you're right. You're right. I forgot about how some people sell it, too. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great week. But that is another thing, right? Now, I will say, in Baltimore City, those corner stores, because there aren't a whole lot of grocery stores, and we know about that. Some places are considered food deserts. But in Baltimore City, if you ever look at the prices of some of those corner stores, oh, they're taking advantage of it. Man, oh my gosh. Those that own the corner stores, they would sell a bag of the small sandwich, or a sandwich, the small little lunch bag of Doritos that you might put with like your lunch for the day. I mean, they'll be twice the price on what you could get at a regular grocery store, but they know those individuals are using their SNAP card and they don't have the means to get to an actual grocery store. So they're taking advantage of them. And you know what? Of course they are, right? Would you not? There's so many issues surrounding the SNAP benefit. And I know there are going to be some people that are going to get very upset about this. They're going to most likely call it racist, which it is not, because many people have called the show time and time again to tell me that there's more white people on government assistance than black. So don't tell me that it's racist. Don't switch that talking point up now. Don't you do it. We'll talk about more when we get back.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Need new blinds? At Blindster.com, they offer guaranteed low prices, guaranteed satisfaction, free samples, and free shipping. At Blindster, they take the fear out of ordering custom blinds, shades, and shutters, so you can do it yourself and save big. Blindster.com.
Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company, is hiring hardworking duct mechanics and service technicians. Competitive pay and great benefits. Located in Sykesville with a growing service department. Call us today, 443-609-6697.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
The Rob Carson Show.
They care about the government jobs for a couple of reasons. All of those government workers are unionized and they vote slavishly Democrat, like 98% of the time Democrat. So they want that. And then also, there is the largesse of the government and making people rich. There's a lot of people who are very, very rich in the federal government, even though they make government salaries. And we're understanding the reason why this is all happening.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Well, I will say this. Looks like many of you agree with me. Junk food should not be offered under SNAP. That poll will be up all day today if you wanted to partake in the poll. Go to WCBM.com. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. The question is, should SNAP cover junk food? I say no, but you might say yes. So please give us your answer on that one. I did note, I don't know if you missed it, but Congressman Kwesi Tufume, with all these protests yesterday, there were protesters out protesting against Elon Musk, Doge, and of course President Trump on President's Day. And Tufume spoke at one of the events, and I don't know if he was really at the event or, a reporter was able to catch up with him. I don't think he was actually protesting President Trump. So I just want to make sure, if that's not confusing there. But I think he was outside talking to some of the protesters. But he told a reporter that he believed that President Trump was moving too fast. And Elon Musk, Doge, they're moving too fast. And they should not be tearing apart the government as fast as they are. They should be getting rid of the waste and the fraud and the abuse as fast as they are. And Fumé, just stop talking. Just stop talking. You're digging this hole even deeper. And guess what? If I was, how old is he? If I was 76 years old, yeah, it might be fast to me too. Okay? And I'm not trying to be an ageist or anything here, but it's like, what do you mean it's too fast? And people often complain how slow government is. Now, this is, government working at, normal speed, and for them, it's too fast. Well, this is what we voted for in Fumé. I don't know if you got the memo, but this is what we wanted. Also, in the beginning of the show, I mentioned how millions of Social Security checks have been going out to those that are deceased. I know we had a call yesterday that said that President Trump should start there, and guess what? They are taking a look at it. Take a listen to this audio. This is our press secretary, Caroline Leavitt.
I've been fighting fake news reporters all day long here in the Washington, D.C. swamp who are trying to fearmonger the American people into believing that this administration is going after their hard-earned tax dollars and their hard-earned Social Security checks. So I want to set the record straight on your show tonight, Sean, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity to do so. President Trump has directed Elon Musk and the Doge team to identify fraud at the Social Security Administration. They haven't dug into the books yet, but they suspect that there are tens of millions of deceased people who are receiving fraudulent Social Security payments. And so their goal in going into the Social Security Administration is to identify three things. Number one, to identify duplicate payments and to end them. Number two, to identify payments that are going to deceased people who are no longer living and should no longer be receiving that money. And number three, to protect the integrity of the system for hardworking Americans who have been paying into it their entire lives. So rest assured to all of the people watching your show tonight, if you paid into the system, honestly, you will continue to receive your Social Security checks. Do not buy into the lies from the legacy fake news media who are trying to fear you and scare you into believing otherwise. This is what we've seen them do about President Trump for years with every promise that he has made. And he's going in there to protect your hard-earned money. That is the ultimate goal.
And again, that's our press secretary, Caroline Leavitt. It's hard to believe she's only 27 years old because she kills it every single time. But if you heard there, they believe millions have been going out to those that have been deceased. And I saw some comments on that clip. And one guy said, so wait a minute. So Social Security isn't running dry. They've just been stealing it. Ding, 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 ding. There you go. Yes, yes, that's what's been happening. And so you've got Democrats that are like, no, don't open the books. No, we don't want to be transparent. This is what's been going on. And we're finally getting some answers. Speaking of getting some answers, tomorrow we'll be joined on the show around 9:35 by Delegate Latoya Cogollo. Remember, she filled that vacant seat in Anne Arundel County. We're so happy to have her on the show. And then the very next day, she was appointed to the seat, and I think she's been doing a great job. But she's going to come on tomorrow and discuss House Bill 161, which is denying parental rights. They're still trying to push this in Annapolis, where parents don't have a say when it comes to what their kids are learning at school. So again, she'll join us tomorrow around 9:35. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. And thank you all for listening. And thank you, Glenn Gilhar, for coming in and sharing your knowledge with us today. We'll have to keep an eye on those bills moving forward. I hope everybody has a great day and stay warm out there. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 a.m.
You can listen to WCBM wherever you go, at home, at work, in the car, or at the gym. Take WCBM on vacation or on a walk, and don't miss a minute of your favorite shows.